Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show. Zach Taylor and our visit with head man Greg Morgan, as we do every week. Coach, you guys coming off a 61-14 victory over Montgomery Lake Creek. How big was that first touchdown to really set the tone, that 70-yard touchdown pass from Brent Rombers to Keith Ronley?
I think, you know, anytime we can start with a positive experience, it's always proven to be good for us. And conversely, anytime something bad happens, you know, bad things happen for us. So we're a team that's built off of confidence. Mm-hmm. And we need this team needs immediate feedback on what kind of game they're going to play. And we're trying to change that. But, you know, if something happens for us good real soon in the game, early in the game, then you'll see that we'll play that game really tough. If things kind of go south for us early, our team kind of goes south. And so it takes a lot of effort for the coaches to pull them back into the game. And fortunately, the last couple of weeks, you know, we've started off pretty fast and had some positive things happen for us. And I think we continue that through those last couple of games.
The big momentum starting off, and you guys just rolled from there. 61-14, again, was that final score over the Lions. Now, mentioned Keithron Lee with the big catch. He also had a touchdown run, had a pick. Keithron had a big game.
Yeah, the first quarter, you know, he was all over the place. And, you know, some of our kids are going, that coach is going, are there more than one number five out there? So he had a super first quarter. And you know, we expected that out of him coming. You know, we got him last year out of basketball. He's still a great basketball player. But he came down and gave football a try. And so we knew he had some skills and that would help this football team. And it's paying dividends now.
You had to be pretty happy about that with the way that he was performing. Now, it was a rainy night, and it actually slowed up a little bit during the game, but before and after, raining quite a bit. Despite being on turf, you figured the ground game was going to come in big, and you guys were able to get it done on the ground, 445 yards, and several backs able to get it done.
Yeah, we had three guys that broke 100, you know, T. Green, Trevion. You know, he carried for, I think, 9 times for 139, and James Ayers had over 100 with 3 touchdowns. And Byron, of course, had another 100-yard-plus game and had 2 touchdowns. T. Green, forgot to mention, had 2 touchdowns rushing, too. So, you know, we had plus 400 yards rushing, and typically that's a good enough stat to get you a win. So anytime we can run the ball like that and be efficient with it, you know, we're real happy. Now, a couple of them, as we talked to them at halftime, the first half was a lot of big plays. And so the second half, we wanted to see us drive the ball, which also eats up clock. So I think we got a few more drives, numerous play set up. So I think our longest drive was maybe 10 plays. And coaches like plays. They like big plays, of course, but they also like driving the ball, and I think we got that done the second half.
Well, and as you said, you know, a bunch of big plays that you saw there on offense, but defensively, you were able to cut the big plays down to a minimum.
Yeah, you know, they had the first and third leading receiver in the district, big tight end that they had, really talented sophomore tight end, I should mention, but we limited him to 3 catches, and the other kid we limited to 3 catches. So there were a lot of missed balls. Raining didn't – it helped our calls in the passing game. But, you know, I think we limited them. They still had over 200 yards passing, a couple of big plays. But, you know, overall, to defend that many routes in a game, and we were playing man – you know, we put a lot of pressure on our guys, and I think they responded well.
Able to keep Ty Sexton in that high-powered passing offense in check for most part of the night. That being said, Coach, you guys have rolled off 2 wins, 2 big wins. Even before that, a close game against a really salty Lamar Consolidated team. How much confidence is this team playing with right now?
Well, right now, you know, they have a lot of confidence, and we have to remind them. You know, this is kind of new territory for some of these guys, and we have to remember that you know, we're still fighting from the bottom up, and you know, these are games that we should win and are capable of winning. But at the same time, if we don't take care of our, you know, our business, these kinds of teams can sneak up on you. And so, you know, we talk about not being the team that it happens to. And so, you know, we go out daily, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and try to remind them that we're out here to work and to improve the team, regardless of who we're fixing to play. But, you know, in their minds, you know, they're really happy right now. They're really excited. It's quite like blood's in the water and the sharks are feeding. So, you know, that's a good thing, but also you have to temper that with let's go back to work, and our kids are doing okay with that.
Hopefully the Rangers can make do with that blood in the water tonight. As the Cleveland Indians come to town, this is a squad that's still looking for his first victory of the year. They've had their struggles this season.
Yeah, you know, they jumped up from a 4A to a 5A, and they really struggled in the higher classification. Now, they're still Cleveland. You know, I have a history with Cleveland, you know, for 20 years or so, and as they've grown from 3A to 4A now to 5A, they've always been really good. I think numbers is kind of a problem for them, similar to us, but their population has grown and their participation numbers haven't. But when you look at them, when they get off the bus, you go, wow, look at their size. When you watch them on film, they've got tons of speed. They're struggling putting some things together offensively. I don't think they have an identity yet on offense. Now, they do have a running back that has rushed for almost 500 yards, and he's going to be a handful. But they're still trying to work the kinks out of their offense. Defensively, really big up front. One of their defensive ends is, you know, 6'4", 6'5", about 250 pounds, and those guys run all over the place, and they're going to play man coverage, and it's a little softer man coverage that we're going to see, but those guys have tons of speed, and they remind us, you know, athletically wise, as of Lamar Consolidated, with a big, beefy front and kids that can run. So, you know, they're struggling offensively, so we're hoping our defense can help them continue that trend. And then we need to be, you know, have some good things happen to us offensively to jump on them. And so we, again, once again, this week we need a fast start offensively to go ahead and put that doubt in their minds.
Before we went to the break, talked about how much confidence this team is playing with right now. But you mentioned kind of keeping those guys humble, at least keeping their eyes on the prize. Without that, this very well could set up as a trap game for you.
Sure.
Almost.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what the coaches have emphasized this week. We don't want to be that team that they put things together against. And, you know, it's going to happen for them eventually. And just like it did for us last year. So we don't want to be that team. We talked to them yesterday about their athleticism and their speed and how they've gotten better once in the district schedule. 90% of their offensive points have occurred in the last 2 weeks. So they are getting better each week. Again, focus has been a big thing for us with the kids, and continue to do what you did the last 2 weeks, and good things will happen for you. So we don't want to be that trap game for sure.
Well, you made mention the Indians really have a good running game, that running back that you talked about. So that plays, I think, into some of your strengths in that you guys have a really good rush defense.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we played well. Paytow is a run-oriented team, and I think we did really well about shutting their run down. And last week we were facing a passing team. This week, again, it'll be more of a run-oriented team, and I think that does play into our box, our strength of our six-man box, and our outside guys helping out with the perimeter. So, you know, we feel good about where we are. Again, we have to be focused on doing our jobs and, you know, not thinking that we're going to go in there and it's going to be a cakewalk.
Something that David Campbell, formerly over at the Eagle, he's kind of the area high school historian, he actually told me about this, that Rutter has never won three games in a row, as long as the program's been around since, I believe, 2008. So you guys, if you're able to get the win tonight, that would be three wins in a row. Is that something you can think about, or is it just going to have to be talk about that afterwards?
Well, you know, the kids know that, and the coaches are aware of it. And of course, you know, every time – we play a football game, there are many firsts that we're experiencing. And last year we had two district games that we won. This year we have a chance to get three. Coach Hill has been on the staff since the school was open, and he confirmed that they never won three district games in a row. So, you know, we're trying to knock down little bitty goals as we go, with the ultimate goal, of course, going to the playoffs. But, you know, this is a goal that we're trying to get this week. And, you know, as we told the kids last week, when we're talking about, you know, sitting on the ball or burning some time and not scoring those huge numbers that we've been fortunate to get, we've been in those situations. Mm-hmm. These kids have experienced the other side. And so we're trying to teach them about, you know, winning with class and being up big and continuing to play, but doing it with class and dignity. And so there's still a lot of teaching that's going on here at Rutter and you know, new experiences that we've seen the last couple of weeks, and with the possibility of this third week, we're still teaching the kids how to handle it and continue to do the work that's required.
Well, the Rangers looking for their first three-game winning streak in program history. Hopefully they can get that tonight against the Cleveland Indians. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Jason and I will get you set with the starting lineups. Again, you're listening to Rutter Ranger Football on Willie 97.7.